Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. We're going to talk in a minute to Misha Glenny about how the recession is enabling organized crime around the world, and then look at that new GM car that they're unveiling today. But we do want to stick in this breaking news very briefly about the Vermont legislature becoming the first in the nation to really legalize gay marriage with an affirmative vote of a legislature. This had gone through the legislature. The governor of Vermont vetoed it, and now the legislature of Vermont turned right around and overrode the veto. So this is not like Iowa. And by the way, when we were talking before about what can Kansas City teach New York, somebody wrote on our page, we're seeing, we can learn from Iowa to legalize gay marriage. Ha, ha, ha. What can the Midwest teach New York? But Vermont has just done it in a whole different way. This is definitely a historic day for the gay marriage movement because it's not coming from the courts, because it's an expression of popular opinion through the legislature for the first time quite like this. So we'll just take a couple of quick reactions. Nora in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nora.
Hi. Yeah, as I told the screener, I want to celebrate Vermont for again leading the way. You know, people kind of, you know, the gay marriage movement wants marriage, right? So civil union is now kind of disparaged to some degree, and I, you know, they should have marriage. But you know, when Vermont started civil unions, it was, you know, the only one, and that was Vermont. And I think Vermont is the leader of the country in so many ways, and now they've done it again.
That's certainly true that they led before on civil unions, and they've done it again with this gay marriage vote. Thank you very much. Eric in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hi there. I just want to say I think it is fantastic news that the Vermont legislature overrode the veto. And, you know, I think it just points out that kind of the sorry state of the New York state legislature and their continued inaction on this issue. It really is, I think, an embarrassment for our state that we're not further along on this path.
They're getting close. There's now a governor who supports gay marriage, as you know. The assembly would pass it. There are a few votes left to get in the state Senate, even though it is now a Democratic majority Senate. And funny enough, you wouldn't think this would come from New York City, this opposition. You would think it would come from upstate. But it's really a few conservative Bronx Democrats who are holding this up. And so New York is at least behind Vermont, and that's the status quo. Interesting, too, Eric, and you probably noticed this, that Chuck Schumer changed his position from being for civil union to being for gay marriage just the other day.
And the probably in reaction to Senator Gillibrand's newfound support for gay marriage as well, I would imagine.
That's right. I think so. And that was the very first thing that she did upon being appointed to the U.S. Senate. And people from downstate, at least, thinking that she was too conservative to be a U.S. senator from New York. She didn't immediately change her position on guns, but she said, hey, I am for gay marriage, and that made some news. Let's take one more. Willa, in where are you, in Freeport?
Yes.
Hi, Willa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
It's a civil rights issue, and I believe that within a year the United States will follow the world, and that gay marriage will be in place for people who want to do that.
There are parts of the world. I wouldn't quite say follow the world yet.
Yes, I'm Canadian. I apologize.
we are the world from one corner of Ottawa to the next.
Yes.
Willa, thank you very much, and thanks to all of you. We just wanted to give you that news and get a few quick reactions.